the sound of dripping water. In nature, it can be so beautiful, soothing, relaxing, that which sustains us. Until we hear that sound coming from inside our house, then it becomes troublesome, stressful, that which depletes our bank accounts. Most of us don't spend much time thinking about the roof over our heads. Not so for architect Duo Dickinson. I spoke with Duo recently on a crisp and dry fall morning outside of a structure next to his house that he lovingly refers to as the Barn of Fun.
Roofs are almost the most important metaphoric aspect of a house. If a roof leaks, you don't have a house. You have a sculpture that you live in. And if the roof leaks, you have a sense that there's no security in your house whatsoever. It's like almost like a personal violation. And roofs typically leak in really only two ways. And for 99% of all leaks, it's really one way. And the one way is wherever anything is poking up through your roof, or your roof changes direction and makes a fold in it or a crease, that's a weak point, and almost always leaks happen there. And so you want to look at what's called flashing. You probably have heard of flashing as maybe some sort of cultural phenomenon involving dirty old men in parks. But flashing for roofs really is about pieces of metal typically that make corners, either corners that are proud, that are pointy, or corners that are concave, that are innies, innie or outie corners. And they're things like your plumbing comes up through your roof, chimneys come up through your roof, wherever anything goes up through your roof, that's where 99% of all leaks happen. Almost no roofs that are around you fail because the actual membrane, the sheet of stuff that keeps the water from getting inside of your house, becomes too thin and falls apart or breaks or cracks. Because roofs look really crappy before they fail, and people replace roofs because they look really bad. But the flashing can fail from the minute you install the roof. The flashing can have a void or a problem or go away. And truth be told, 99% of all roofs are totally cool when it comes to vertical water coming from the sky down. But when the water's coming at an angle or sideways, just think about all the seams that are there. And all you need is the tiniest, tiniest, tiniest little hole in your roof, and gallons of water can go through there. And then what ends up happening is the water wicks its way through all those little assemblies and all that crap that's happening in your house, and it comes out somewhere. On your ceiling somewhere, or in a wall, and you have no idea where the leak is because it migrates all over your house. So you have lack of control of the water's coming in, you have a lack of control of knowing where the hell it's coming from, and you have lack of control of stopping it. You just can't stop it. You can't go and turn the spigot off. It just is happening.
How do you prevent that from happening? Like, I can see your roof here. Looks pretty good. This is relatively new.
Well, this is, you know, There are a bunch of different roofs that you can have, and you should. And one of the great things about thinking about either replacing a roof or renovating a roof is there are really only maybe three approaches to roofs. One are to make little pieces of stuff and overlap them, and that's what a wood roof does. That's what shingles are. Another is to actually roll out sheets of stuff. Just rolling out like layers of asphalt or layers of rubber. And those can go very shallow pitches. So if you're in the western part of the country, you don't get much rain. Most roofs are done with rolled out sheets of stuff because these pitches are very slight and they don't need to be that durable in terms of snow and ice. Then there is what are called standing seam roofs. And what we're looking at here on our Barn of Fun in Connecticut is a hybrid. There are almost no valleys, almost no penetrations. It's a very simple roof, so I could experiment a little bit with it. But where roofs fail, which you can control, are in the valleys. But the other thing is, if you look at the roof, you can actually see it obliquely. You can look up. You can look at it, look up the eave, and you can see it. When you see any irregularities, any bumps or humps or voids, that's where the sun is baking it, so it's bubbling up or it's expanding and contracting differentially. And if you see a nascent irregularity, this otherwise very consistent field of pattern, that might be a good thing to go take a look at yourself or hire a roofer and say, do I have trouble with this? The other thing is that when you have, as you can see, we're at the barn here, and you can see all these trees all over the place. And by the way, many insurance companies will not insure your home if there's an overhanging limb on your roof, by the way. I don't know if you knew that. But basically, they will void your insurance if you let trees grow over your roof. Well, most homes in America, you know, have trees that are overgrowing their roof simply because they're older and trees have grown up and gone over their house. Well, leaves, needles, schmutz from you know, reproductive schmutz from trees accretes, and it builds up, and it actually will create not so much rot in the structure, but it'll create little colonies of gunk that will stay and not go away and not be flushed out. And when that happens, you get literally, you get dirt building up in the layers of the roof and in the flashing. And actually what can happen is water then works its way into that, and it wicks its way in and wicks its way in, and you actually make a little portal through the schmutz. So you have to clean your roof, and I've done a very bad job. Actually, I've got to actually, if you take a look at the wood roof over here, you can actually see that there are, you actually see a little bit of moss growing up there, because that's not, there's a lot of sun to bake the roof. When there's sun, it actually stops stuff like lichens and moss from growing on your roof, and that's what long-term really screws up your roof.
You've got schmutz.
Yeah.
That's your big problem.
And you need, and you know, there are companies now that not only power wash your house, but they will actually clean your roof. And I'm going to hire one of those in the spring to clean that roof, because I want to extend the life. The really other great thing about roofs is somebody did a study, and they said essentially that annualized roofs cost the exact same amount of money per year. So if you have a slate roof, it'll last 100 years, but it will cost five times as much as an asphalt roof that'll last for 25 years. It'll last, a standing seam roof will last 50 years and cost easily twice as much, maybe more to be honest, as an asphalt roof. So the cost per year is the same. So if you have a good installer, and you have a little bit extra money, and you want to do a wood roof, well, we didn't have any money when we built our house over here, and we had a wood roof. It's 25 years old. It's got at least another 15 years in it, and so we'll have a 40-year roof. And it costs more, but I haven't had to touch it for 25 years.
Duo Dickinson is an architect, author, parent, and designer of the Barn of Fun.